Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 30, and we're reading verses 17 to 20.
Since many in the crowd had not consecrated themselves, the Levites had to kill the Passover lambs for all those who were not ceremonially clean and could not consecrate their lambs to the Lord. Although most of the many people who came from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun had not purified themselves, yet they ate the Passover, contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "May the Lord, who is good, pardon everyone who sets his heart on seeking God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, even if he is not clean according to the rules of the sanctuary." And the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people.
Our focus is on verse 19. Who sets his heart on seeking God. It's an interesting situation here. King Hezekiah was restoring and reconsecrating the temple for worship of the Lord. In their enthusiasm to celebrate Passover, many of the Israelites had not purified themselves according to the Mosaic law. This put them under the condemnation of that law. But Hezekiah's prayer highlights the importance of the heart over external ritual and rules. In sharp contrast, and on many other occasions, the Israelites fulfilled the laws, but their hearts were far from God. Sometimes we prevent people from serving the Lord because they don't conform or fit the norm, and we overlook their love for Jesus. Other times we give preference to some because they say and do what is acceptable, irrespective of their motives. King Hezekiah knew the hearts of people were right, even if they hadn't fully complied with the rules and regulations, and we must do the same. God is looking for people whose hearts are set on serving him. After all, a right heart will, given time and encouragement, lead to right actions. A prayer. Lord God, you see our hearts. Forgive us when we become too concerned about conforming to rules and regulations. Help us to make sure that our hearts are set on serving you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.